You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Welcome to the Branding with Purpose podcast, where we interview successful entrepreneurs on how their purpose led to an impactful personal brand. I am so excited that you've joined me. I am your host, Shantha Wetterhahn. Today's episode is sponsored by Up to Me magazine. You can find this self-empowerment magazine at www.up2me.com. Be sure that you check out Up to Me magazine. I want to introduce you guys to my guest today. I'm very excited to chat with Jay Hollingshead. Jay is the author of Jay is actually the owner of Jay Hollingshead LLC, where he is a coach, speaker, and author. His company offers mental performance, life, executive coaching, and public speaking. Jay is a cultivator of positive mentalities. Jay spent 8 years volunteering, speaking, and facilitating training for the United Way of the Mid-South. While there, he engaged executives of Fortune 100 and 500 corporations and local government leaders to support United Way in their philanthropic efforts. As a state-certified fire instructor, Jay worked as a fire officer and even received the coveted Life-Saving Medal of Honor for his actions off-duty. That's amazing. Jay is a John Maxwell certified coach, trainer, and speaker. He received his sports psychology coaching through Spencer Institute. Jay has a bachelor's degree in organizational development, a master's degree in healthcare administration, and has begun his studies for his educational doctorate in sport and performance psychology. Jay has co-authored 2 Amazon.com best-selling books, 20 Beautiful Men, a national bestseller, and Local Business Mavericks Volume 14, an international bestseller. My most favorite thing that I love about Jay's background is his famous tagline. His famous tagline is, through love, be a blessing. Jay, thank you so much for being here with us today on Branding with Purpose podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. So how was your week? Did you have a pretty good week so far? How are things going?
My week has been great. No complaints. The way I see it, every day I wake up is an awesome day.
Absolutely. So you have a daughter in college. How are you juggling all that and run around saving people, getting medals of honors and all that? How do you balance all that stuff?
Well, my wife and I worked really hard to instill with them a good decision-making process. And right now we're at the point of trusting the process, and we know she makes good decisions. And being able to communicate back and forth with technology, we FaceTime, things of that nature. So far, so good.
Yeah, technology is an amazing thing. Jay, I brought you here today to discuss mental performance. I want to talk about that. How did you get into that space? What led you to be an expert in mental performance?
What led me to be an expert, well, to study and then become an expert in mental performance, was the fact that I had to go through a personal development process myself. And that personal development process was all mental. It was a point to where my wife and I were having a bad time, and we actually went through the process of getting a divorce. It never happened due to the mental performance that I had to undergo. But that led me to change a lot of my thinking, and I learned how to become a better person, become a better man, a better father, a better husband. And that led me to study more and more because I wanted to teach others how to do the same thing.
Okay. So I know you didn't just wake up one day and go, wow, you know, I really need to work on my mental performance. I need to work on my self-development to get through this tough time in my marriage. What happened? Did you read an article or what kind of opened that door for you?
Wow. Well, what opened that door to me was, as I stated earlier, I was in that divorce process and I was actually living back home in Memphis. By myself, and my family was here in the Columbus, Ohio area. And it was just myself and God. And I was brought to a point to where something had to change. That was my rock bottom for me, almost losing my family. That was my rock bottom. And when you're at rock bottom, that's not a bad place to be because rock bottom is also known as a foundation. And I just built from there.
I love that because I believe a lot of times, you know, when I am going through a tough time or I do hit a rock bottom and we have different seasons in our lives, I always remember something. And it's a lot of times it's God doing for you what you couldn't do for yourself. So he brings you
exactly.
Your knees a lot of time so you can turn toward him and remember where your hope comes from. So I love that you were able to take something ugly and make it beautiful. So I take it you guys are doing well and have moved past that point and you are helping people.
It's awesome. I mean, ever since then, my wife Lisa and I have been described as a power couple. We pour into other couples, pour into other people, and she is just as motivating as I am. In fact, we keep each other going because when I'm not 100%, her percentage is higher than mine, then she's pulling me like, come on, Jay, let's go. And then it's vice versa. I'm doing the same for her.
Awesome. So can you describe, you know, a lot of people, as myself, I just recently, I would say over the past 2 years, really started thinking about mental performance. And, you know, I believe in the scriptures when it says, you know, be changed by the renewing of your mind, having a renewed
mm-hmm.
mind. I have had to renew my mind, you know, and not think negatively, you know, through life. So just to remember
exactly.
That is so important. So can you describe for people who may not even have considered the benefits of mental performance exactly what it is and how can we implement this ideal into our everyday lives, especially in business?
That's a great question. And you're right, especially in business, because in business you have to perform as well as in any other endeavor in life. You must perform. And what it all boils down to is that 80 to 95% of all performances are mental, and the rest is physical. Some philosophers even say that if you're not prepared mentally, you're not ready physically. So a lot of that mental, it's just mental preparedness. And it's my job as a mental performance coach, I talk to you about the negative self-talk, all the doubts that you have. When you get to the point of knowing what you want to do and you're at that line where it's time to execute, everybody has those doubts that come in their mind. Okay, am I ready for this? I don't know. Do I really want to do this? And the negative self-talk pulls people back. And the negative self-talk is actually just one of many instances where people get into a lack of their mental performance. And those that are, let's take LeBron James, phenomenal basketball player. And you can tell your actions show your thoughts. You perform according to what you think. As a man thinketh, so is he. And when you are ready and mentally prepared, you go out and you dominate. Even in the work world, you got to think positively and get out of the negative self-talk, especially preparing to present to an executive board, things of that nature. You got to prepare mentally, think on the positive aspect.
Yeah. We get into sort of like a habitual nature, a habit of that negativity. We have negativity all around in this culture. You turn on the news, it's negative. You pull up your Facebook page, it's negativity. How can people step out of that matrix of the negative thought and all the negativity around us? What are some things that we can do to overcome that negative self-talk and combat that with some positivity
okay.
so that we can have better mental performance?
There are several things that you can do. And before I go into those things, I want to say that it is not an instant thing. It's a process. It's a gradual process. You have to evolve into a more positive person. And to do that, number one, you have to cut off negative people, being surrounded by negative people, because what they say goes into your mind. I've read and I've heard other authors speak about the fact that we become the sum of the books we read, the TV, the television that we watch, and the things that we listen to. We become the sum of that, especially over a five-year period. So if you want to become a more positive person, you have to feed your mind according to the direction you want to grow in. And when you feed your mind is fed from your five senses. You hear things, you see things, you feel things, you touch things, you taste things. So everything that your mind has to process from your five senses or your five gateways, those should be positive. Things that would encourage you to go in the direction that you want to grow in, to grow away from the negativity.
Absolutely. That's a great point. I want to talk a little bit about clarity. I know, you know, once you are able to operate at a level of high performance mentally, it brings more clarity. Can you talk about what clarity looks like and the benefits of having a clear mind, having clarity?
Wow, that's a great question. For me, clarity looks like, I can give a comparison that would help the listeners this way. Let's take a rainy day or a foggy day and a bright, clear, sunny day. If you are driving down the street and you have a destination you're trying to get to and it's raining and storming or it's extremely foggy, it's going to be hard to get there. You have to drive slower. You have to take more precautions, and you find yourself slowing down, trying to focus and look through all the haziness of the clouds or the rain or the fog. Now, remove the foggy day or the rainy day and put in that sunny day. Driving to your destination will be so much easier, so much easier. Take that same scenario and use that for a mental destination. If you have a goal you want to reach and your goal is that destination, trying to reach your goal, you need clarity. You have to be clear and precise on what you want and where you want to be. Put a timeline on it. Know exactly what it is down to the detail. Once you know details, then you understand where you want to be, how you want to get there. You have a strategy and you have tactics. So if you're going about trying to reach your goal with no clarity, it's like driving in a thunderstorm or driving in a heavy fog. You have no direction. You can't see what's in front of you. But if you have clarity, all the haziness and the fog is out of the way.
Absolutely. I love the saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So it sounds like without actually setting yourself up for success, there's no clarity and vice versa. So are there any other tips you can give for getting clarity aside from, you know, planning it out, writing it, having a plan and going for that plan? Are there any other techniques that we could use to actually get clarity for ourselves? Especially, you know, in business, we have a lot of our listeners are just starting a business, or maybe they've been in business for a while, but are trying to go to that next level. What are some other things that they could do to get clarity in regards to their goals?
to get clarity in regarding your goals, I would say one would be to meditate. Meditation is great because when you're meditating, you sit down and you actually seek clarity. How do you seek clarity through meditation? You silence your mind. How do you silence your mind? When your mind is talking to you, there's so many pictures going on and going through your head. That's your mind talking to you. Now, to silence your mind, you stop the picture show. When you stop the picture show, you move all the pictures out of the way. And then it's clear. That's you seeking clarity. Now, when you're at that point of reaching clarity through meditation, you're listening. You're listening for God to tell you exactly a direction for your life, a direction you need to go in. It's hard to listen through meditation when you have so many thoughts going on in your head. You can't focus. It's the same way when having a conversation. Having a conversation with somebody and your children, they're constantly coming at you, hey, look at me, look at this, can I have this, do you want that? It'll be hard to focus because the kids are jumping in your face. It's like the picture show going on in your head. Silence the kids, silence your mind, open up your mind to have clarity, and then you get direction, personal direction from God, from your intuitive discretion and from your instincts.
Absolutely. I think a lot of times I'm guilty of this too. I'll go into prayer and I'm just spouting out everything that I'm, you know, concerned about or something that I need or even a person that I'm praying for. It's all well-meaning, but it's impossible to really get what you need if you're not listening. And that's any relationship. So we are called to have a relationship with God, and that relationship involves us actually listening and seeking His will. So I love what you just said about that, about clarity. And I know all of this ties into personal development, you being part of the John Maxwell program. That I know that is what you really specialize in, is personal mm-hmm. development. This has been, you know, a great benefit to me. Can you let everyone know, all of our listeners, know what personal development looks like? And what are some things? Is it just, you know, reading a book, picking up a self-help book, or are there other things involved with developing yourself on a personal level?
Developing yourself on a personal level and knowing what personal development looks like. Personal development looks like for an individual, let's say you draw a picture, and you can literally draw the picture by stating the things that you do, the things that you think about. You can make a list of the common thoughts that you have, or better yet, journal your day at the end of the day, and that will show you who you are, because when you journal your day, you're actually writing down your thoughts, and our thoughts are what we act upon. And when we act, that's what people see us do, and people define us by what we do. So they're defining us by our thoughts. That's who we currently are at that point in time. Now, when you have personal development goals that you set, let's say you want to become a more positive person. As we stated earlier, we can start to get away from negative people, remove negative people from our life. And another aspect of personal development, another goal that can help that one, is like we said earlier, what we take in. Change the TV shows you watch. I personally don't watch the news. I see enough of it in the streets. The news does not portray positivity. If they do, it's probably 3 to maybe 5%. And that is just constantly on my mind. And one example, a lot of people watch the news before they go to bed. You're putting all the negativity in your head, and then you sleep on it. That's what your mind is feeding on until you wake up, negativity. So you wake up with that frame of mind. So to become a more positive person, you have to remove all of that. And once you go through the stages of removing that, everybody's time frame is different. Some people take longer than others. Some people, it won't take as long to personally develop. Now, every week, check your journal. If you're journaling every day, you can go back and check it and look for differences. See how your thoughts have changed. Because when your thoughts change, you change. And you can check back a month later, 2 months later, quarterly. You can check biannually. And you can notice the change. That's an accurate personal development picture. And that can be what personal development looks like for someone who's trying to go through that process.
Absolutely. I love those tips, especially journaling. I think it's so important. A lot of times we get stuck in ruts and we forget things like how far we've come. You know, you may have grown so much and really may just find yourself in the valley at a certain point in your life, and you forget
exactly
how much you've overcome. So it's important,
true,
I believe, to look back and kind of keep tally of those things. Very important. So my favorite thing about this entire conversation with you, Jay, is just the aspect of visualization. I'm a very visual person. My imagination runs wild oftentimes, but I struggle with visualization, especially when it comes to, you know, trying to visualize things that I want to happen in my life. I like to analyze everything, and I think I'm a little bit too analytical to get deep into visualization. So can you talk about that, and maybe even some people who haven't even considered visualization are listening right now? Can you just kind of give us a definition of that and let us know what that looks like in your life and how we can equate that to entrepreneurship or being a business owner or professional? How can we grow in those areas?
Okay.
With that.
Now, visualization, many coaches use many different terms. Some use imagery, which is a play off the word imagine or using your imagination. And some use visualization. And for those that really want to get technical, they use the acronym or they use the letters NLP, which stand for neuro-linguistic programming. All of it is the same thing. You are reprogramming yourself. You're changing yourself over time. And the visualization aspect of it is just you seeing where you want to be. As I stated earlier, when I was talking about driving to your destination, you're mentally driving to your goal. You see where you want to be. That's your goal. You see yourself being a millionaire. Myself, I have a vision for myself. Oh, and it's a definite vision. I see myself being a millionaire philanthropist. And I see that. I literally picture that. Just like I said, we think in pictures. That's visualization. That's dreaming. And when you focus on that, we can take time, maybe 5 minutes a day, before going into a meditation. Just take 5 minutes, close your eyes, decompress, and just do a thought focus. Focus on your life when you get to where you want to be. Sit there and do a five-minute dream escape. Get away from the rest of the world. Shut the rest of the world out. And the imagery and the dream process, it will kick in because that's you reprogramming your mind. You can see where you want to go from that aspect. Me personally, I've never gotten in my car and driven from Ohio to California. And all I know is that I know what California looks like. But I have to trust the process. And on my way, I'm going to see road signs that say, hey, California this way, California that way. I have to get started, but I can't start unless I know where I want to go, unless I see in my mind where I want to go. And then you just start the process according to your vision of yourself, where you want to be, and you will get there.
Absolutely. I am a product of visualization, I believe, because everything that I'm doing right now professionally, I had a dream, which we all have dreams. We all have goals.
Yes.
It's just a matter of taking some time to think about those dreams and being specific and how they would look. And I really wasn't specific in how they look. I never really visualized a whole lot, but I did see myself doing the things I'm doing today. So it has worked in my life. Do you have any examples of how visualization has played out in your life? Anything specific?
Oh, definitely. The fact that I am back home with my family, my wife and kids, that played out exactly the way I wanted it to play out. I mean, it was what I saw once I hit rock bottom, once I was laying there on my foundation. I said, okay, I know where I want to be. And I actually told my wife while I was still in Memphis and they were up here in Ohio, we had a phone conversation. I said, baby, we're going to be a power couple. I told her that. She can attest to it. And I didn't know when it was going to happen or how it was going to happen. I just kept that visual in my head. And I knew I wanted to be one to teach the process that I was currently going through at that time, because if I can teach other people how not to go through what I went through, that's my way of being a blessing. So it came through, my visualization came through fruition that way, which I'm doing now. I'm doing what I saw, and my wife and I are seen as a power couple because on her job, she does the same thing. She talks, she motivates people, she speaks life into people. And when we do it together, we speak it into couples or whenever, wherever we are, it doesn't make a difference. The opportunity comes up, and that's just part of the visualization that came to fruition.
I love that. What a wonderful testimony you guys have. I think there are a lot of people who go through marital issues, marital struggles. Marriage is hard. And I know that your testimony will be used to show people that it's okay. It can be hard. It can be tough. But you can get through it. So I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I love your testimony. And, Jay, this was wonderful. I really appreciate you being here. I'm so thankful for this conversation. It's really shed new light on what you can do to hack your brain, so to speak, to just renew your mind. I love that term, hacking your brain. Your brain is the most powerful muscle that you have, you know, aside from the tongue.
The
tongue can be very powerful too. So I wanted to find out, I know our listeners, I'm just confident that they'll be able to take everything that you said today and be able to just move forward in their personal development process. But I wanted to find out if you had three key nuggets. If we don't take anything away at all, do you have three things that we can take away today and implement right away?
Three things to take away. Wow. Put me on the spot. I can say one is to stay positive. One is to stay positive. When you stay positive, that positive energy repels negativity. So it'll repel negative spirits, negative energies, people that are throwing negativity at you. Keep a positive frame of mind. Number two, be grateful. Be thankful for everything, any and everything. When you get up in the morning, thank God for the fact that you were able to do that, because not everybody gets that opportunity. So be grateful. Be positive. Be grateful. And I have to end with my personal catchphrase, but I use a hashtag, through love, be a blessing. You have to bless others, but that's the only way your blessings will come back to you. It's reciprocal. So through love, be a blessing.
Absolutely. I strongly believe that it is definitely more blessed to give than to receive. When you are a blessing to others, when you can show love to others, you just get it all back, even at that moment, because you're giving positivity. You're turning maybe what could have been a negative situation into something positive. So I want to find out where people can find you online. How can we connect with you? We want to get more of this good stuff.
That's no problem. No problem at all. I have a website, jayhollingshed.com. Let me spell that out for you. JAYHOLLING, as in gamma, SHED, as in delta, .com. jayhollingshed.com. Use that same name to find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and I think that's all that I'm on for right now.
Awesome. Well, wonderful. I know people will connect in with you, Jay. Once again, thank you so much for being on the Branding with Purpose podcast. You really have shed some amazing light on our brains, how it works, and how to just be a positive, well-rounded person overall.
Well, thank you for having me. And I wanted to say that for those that if I piqued your interest in my testimony and if it can benefit you, my personal testimony is in the book 20 Beautiful Men.
Awesome. And that's on Amazon, right?
Yes, Amazon, 20 Beautiful Men. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now to our listeners, I want to hear from you. What do you think? Are you using visualization techniques? Do you have a clear mind? Are you operating from a standpoint of positivity in order to reach your goals, your professional and personal goals? We have an Ask Shanta segment. You can ask me any questions and reply to this show, anything that you want us to know about my interview with Jay today, brandingwithpurposepodcast@gmail.com. That's the email address. I'd like to also get your questions during the Ask Shanta segment of our show. Listeners send in their comments and questions about branding and social media. I am the social media expert. I am the branding strategist, and I can help you with your digital marketing presence. Today's question is, Shanta, how do I identify the colors for my brand? This is a very important question because there is an entire psychology behind colors. I've actually had a brand resurrection. A couple years ago, I was using a color that it was the color of money green, and it was an okay color. It works for some people, but it was not in line with what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go with my business. I wasn't really attracting the right client using that color. So I had to readjust. I had to study the psychology of colors and really change the entire look and feel of my brand because I really wanted to attract a certain demographic. You could offer the best services, plenty of value, and excel at customer service. But if you don't choose the right colors for your brand, you could lose leads and prospects, and honestly, fail to attract sales. At the end of the day, we need those sales in order to keep going. Before choosing the color for your brand, you really have to understand the demographics and psychographics that's behind your audience. For example, a 20-year-old video game-playing male will generally react differently to colors than his 55-year-old mother. Color choice to resonate with your audience. For example, a pastel pink and yellow website color palette could strongly resonate with those 55-year-old moms, but not so much those 20-year-old video gaming males. Second, you really want to choose colors that represent the emotions that your brand intends to elicit. I had to do the work in my brand and really figure out who I was as an individual. I realized that I'm pretty much the girl next door. So if you look at my brand, if you look at my colors, my logo, my website, you're really getting the idea that I am a down-to-earth, approachable girl next door who can help you take your social media presence to the next level. You really want to figure out who you are as a person, who you want to reach, who you want to target, and use all of the answers you get from those questions and develop your brand, including your colors. So if you think about colors, there really is a psychology behind them. There's an emotion behind them. You want to choose colors that represent the emotions that your brand intends to elicit. So a professional law firm tends to position itself differently than a hipster clothing store. You see what I mean? You want to have a very specific presence, especially when it comes to colors, and furthering your brand. So I hope this helps. I hope you're able to take this information and grow your brand even more. For answers to all of your branding and social media questions, send them to brandingwithpurposepodcast@gmail.com. The Branding with Purpose podcast can be heard on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, And you can check out show promos. We're going to start doing Facebook Live show promos. We're going to do it from the Up to Me Radio Facebook page. So go ahead and like us on Facebook at Up to Me Radio Network. You can also connect with me directly at www.competitivebrand.com. On my website is all of my social media links. Go ahead and click those. Connect with me. I'm an avid LinkedIn networker. Would love to connect with you there. I want you to join us next week for our next show. We will be talking with another expert on how to elevate your brand and your purpose so that you can have an abundant business, an abundant life. Thank you so much for being with me today. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to spend your time with me to focus on your brand and your purpose, and I truly, truly appreciate you for that.